Glory to Jesus Christ. This very powerful gospel we just heard, and we correctly understand the message from the gospel, and we understand that through this story God invites us to really pray and beg for ability to see. The ability to see, and we understand this ability to see in this spiritual meaning, because we want to see correctly spiritual things. And in this present world, in this our time, it is very good if we understand this message this way, and if we see or feel this some kind of urge in us to really ask God for ability to see, because we found through our mistakes, through our wrong understandings many times, that we many times are victims of some kind of fashion, meaning or view of the world. And we many times we are taken by this. And it is so often that we are afflicted by different views which afflict our way how we respond to those things. For example, how many views are what church should be like. I mean, many times we follow these views, many times we follow these opinions. Many times we are victims of this wrong understanding what parish should be like. And we have these views and thoughts which are not connected with real spiritual meaning of parish. Many times we have wrong views about our spiritual life. What does it mean to believe in God and how we should live our spiritual life based on many views of people? And many times we find out, well, I was wrong. And those bad views which come to our life, then they form our attitudes to our world, how we react against towards the world. And, well, it was just look what happened with the students of that Catholic church in Kentucky. Well, I did nothing, but even many bishops and priests made judgment over them, not supported them. And it was not from bad will. It was just under pressure of this public opinion. And so how many times we make these mistakes, and we don't want that. We want to really see correctly and make judgment based on truth which comes from God. So it is very good if we are moved by this gospel to really to come to God with this request, give me this correct vision. Let me see correctly. And the short prayer became very often prayer which many saints there were praying, because they realized that if we want to make correct steps in life, I have to see at first things correctly in God's eyes. But we have to be prepared, because God will answer this prayer, because this prayer is very good. This prayer is correct. God will answer. Look what happened in gospel. This man started to cry to Christ, have pity on me. What God did? He stopped. He was on his way somewhere, but when he heard this prayer, he stopped. And he gave his attention to that blind man. God will stop when we start to ask for this good thing. And he will pay attention to us and he will give us this gift. But we have to be careful to recognize this gift. Because even like this wrong understanding of spiritual life is that we always expect some kind of excitement, almost vision, good feeling when we pray. And then we are disappointed because God answers many times in different ways. This healing comes many times in ways that we are not able to recognize because our mindset is directed to wrong way. There's a story about a young man who was touched by these words. And he told priest, Father, you know what, I'm going to pray this. That I'm going to pray to really understand correctly world, my soul and everything. And priest said, good, it's good prayer, pray this. You know, but he told him, but be ready that you might, and he said, well, God will answer, but be ready and prepared that you might not like his answer. After months, they met again, and priest asked, did God answer to a prayer? And he said, no, nothing. I said, well, this is strange. So priest asked that person, so how was your month? What happened in your life? And he said, well, this month was the worst month ever. I went through many crises and, you know, I had conflict with my colleague, I had conflict with my parents. Everything was like falling apart. It was a bad month. And priest asked him, you know, that, well, why it was happening? And he said, well, I don't know. So they started to talk about this a little bit more. And in the end, this young man admitted that it was his stubbornness and pride and some kind of desire for vain glory, you know. And he said, well, it was my fault. And the priest told him, look, why did you say that God didn't answer to your prayer? God answered, he gave you ability to see. And you saw what is in you. You saw what is bad in you and you need to remove from your heart. You ask for ability to see and God gave you this gift and you started to see correctly yourself at first. So give thanks to God. Don't say this month was bad because it was not. It was months when God made miracle in your life and you recognize yourself. And he added, I told you that you might not like what you will see. So God does this way. When we ask God for ability to see, at first we will see ourselves in true light. And then when we correct ourselves through repentance, then we will be able to see correctly in correct light other things in our life, relationships, situations in the world. We'll be able to judge correctly things around us. We might not like what we will see if we start to pray for that. But if we see something what causes brokenness in us and we will be able to work on this and to fix it, So this is a reason for huge spiritual joy, because it means that we are moving towards total healing, towards this fullness of life, which is lived in truth. So don't be scared to pray this prayer. And pray it every day. Say it once per day from all your heart. Oh Lord, I want to see. And don't worry, I will be not scared. Because if you reveal some, even something that is not good in me, it's a blessing for me. Because I will know what I'm supposed to fix. Amen.